My grandmother connected me with God. Since my early childhood, there was a story I was often told that touched me deeply. My parents hadn't planned to have me. Whether through carelessness or some other reason, I hadn't thought about before, my mother only found out she was pregnant in her 9th month. Had she known earlier, she would have certainly had an abortion, as she had recently given birth to my brother and wasn't considering another child. However, there was someone who knew about my mother's pregnancy, my paternal great-grandmother. She was a devoted Catholic and a very powerful witch. Wherever she lived, word spread quickly about her as a healer who could cure all ailments. She possessed many ancient books written in Latin and old Catholic icons. My great-grandmother knew many folk remedies, herbs, spells, and prayers. Yet she wasn't fanatical. Living among Orthodox Christians and atheists, she would say that there are many faiths, but only one God. When my mother began to regret that she had to give birth to a second child, she fell ill. Her breasts became inflamed, and doctors gave a grim prognosis, ready to employ their harsh treatments. But my mother decided to turn to my father's grandmother. My great-grandmother was very kind to her. Her treatment was simple. She recited prayers, waved her hands over her, and then rubbed her breast with soap that had been used to wash a corpse. This soap was a powerful healing agent. The illness disappeared in 2 days. My great-grandmother also told my mother that she needed to be healthy and joyful for the birth of this child. It should be noted that my great-grandmother was exactly 100 years old at the time. The family's attitude toward her was mixed. On one hand, she was respected, but during the fervent years of atheism, many mocked her religiosity behind her back. Yet no one could deny or dispute that this uneducated village woman continued to read sacred books and miraculously healed even the seriously ill at such an advanced age. When she moved from the mountain village to the city with a whole family, many believed she wouldn't find anyone to heal there. But to everyone's surprise, shortly after her moving, people began to regularly seek her help. Even doctors from the local clinic would come to her for treatment and bring their children. Upon seeing me after my mother's delivery, my great-grandmother said that the one who would continue her tradition had finally been born. Different family members and close relatives would tell me this story. They all said that she loved and cared for me deeply for the first 2 years. She particularly protected me from others. If someone scolded or got angry with me, she would say that they shouldn't do that. This was despite her otherwise strict character and harsh methods of raising children throughout her life. She passed away at the age of 102, with thoughts about my future. Everyone thought that she had an ordinary attachment to her great-grandchild, but after everything that happened in my life, I'm inclined to think otherwise. I never remembered her face as it was so long ago, yet something within me always knew that my life would be special. From time to time, states of sacred clarity and self-awareness amidst the eternal would wash over my heart. At some point, I began to see my great-grandmother in dreams, like an angel symbolizing my connection with God. I never told my brother or parents about this. They didn't believe in God. They believed what was taught in school. I didn't believe much of what I heard. Once I told a classmate who was born a day before me and whose mother was very religious that I believed in God. He believed too, emotionally attached to his mother, who would pray and teach him prayers after every beating from his drunken father. I said I believe because I knew my great-grandmother had seen and met God. This was in the second grade. For several years after that, I didn't think much about God or my purpose. Occasionally, something would remind me of it. A dream or a conversation with an old person who spoke about the meaning of life. Then an old man once told me I had the gift of a hypnotist. Years passed and I became a teenager. At 13, when everything was going well in my life, an irresistible power drove me to search for something most important. I began reading various spiritual and religious literature, attending church and praying. I seriously took up yoga, feeling that the exercises somehow helped me in my quest for truth, even though no one had told me this. Yoga was just starting to appear in our country as a form of health gymnastics. As I progressed, my religious feelings grew stronger, and my body became tougher. I lived in anticipation of a revelation, as if preparing myself for something. I established a strict regime of practices, a strict vegetarian diet, and self-restraint from many pleasures. No one forced or taught me this, but my feelings told me that someone or something was guiding me. My conscience sharpened to the point where I couldn't allow myself to eat meat or wake up after six for months on end. Energy accumulated within me, similar to the way my family's misunderstanding of what I was doing was building up. Then came the culmination. I awaited a call from destiny, and it came, in the form of an advertisement for online training in spiritual healing. The night after receiving the advertisement, I dreamt of God in the form of my master saying, "I've been waiting for you. It's time to remember why you're here. Soon we'll meet and you'll remember." The master was brief and clear. Divine compassion shone in his eyes. I remembered dreaming of my great-grandmother and later realizing whom I'd seen when I saw her photograph. I already knew this dream foretold a great awakening. But just as it's hard to imagine daylight at night, I couldn't fathom the extent of my awakening back then. I started my training in the online school. Whether it was the call of my ancestors or my soul, the healer's craft came to me easily. The teachers provided me with methods and study materials, which were very convenient to use. From the very first days, I noticed improvements in my physical well-being and learned about a holistic approach to treating various diseases. The spiritual egregore transmitted knowledge directly from the subtle level. Therefore, reading the egregore's methodology, I quickly concluded that it succinctly and clearly conveyed the essence of knowledge, which wasn't possible to extract from other books, even if 1,000 other volumes would be attempted. I learned that the cause of the vast majority of diseases is incorrect thinking. Wrong thoughts generate emotional reactions. Fear, resentment, envy, jealousy, greed. In different religions, this is called sin or bad karma. I realized that to become a true spiritual healer, I needed to work not only with a patient's body, but also with their astral and mental levels, their soul. Even working with the physical body of a patient was taught uniquely in the spiritual egregore. The variety of methods used, both preventive and healing, was impressive. Various exercises from yoga, wushu, and other physical disciplines were recommended to strengthen vital functions. Also, according to the diagnosis, points for massage, acupuncture, or moxibustion were precisely indicated. I understood the importance of an individual approach to each person, considering both their physical and psychological characteristics. I conducted small hypnosis experiments and discovered that there is a type of especially suggestible people. For instance, when my mother fell seriously ill, with a fever reaching 40 degrees Celsius, I asked her if she would go to work the next day. She was surprised and asked how it was possible to get up in such a state. I then casually but confidently said, "But you will get better by tomorrow," and changed the subject before she could doubt my words. The suggestion took hold, and she didn't have time to doubt it. The next day she went to work as if nothing had happened. After repeating this experiment several times, I concluded that some illnesses could be treated with suggestion. Later, I discovered that I could heal certain illnesses by touching people with my hands. This worked with everyone without exception.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.